With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. In the face of uncertainty, the brain chooses randomness as the best strategy. Past experience is usually a reliable guide for making decisions, but in unpredictable and challenging situations, it might make more sense to take risk. A new study published in the journal Cell shows that in competitive situations, rats abandon their normal tactic of using past experience to make decisions and instead make random choices when their competitor is hard to defeat. The switch in strategy is controlled by a dedicated brain circuit, indicating that the brain can actively disengage from its past experiences and enter a random decision-making mode when it provides a competitive edge. These findings may have implications for human disorders such as depression, in which even ordinary decision-making is viewed as ineffective. We discovered that animals can get stuck in a random mode of behavior that in a way resembles learned helplessness, which has been linked to depression and is triggered when repeated efforts prove to be ineffective. Our findings may shed light on the origins of learned helplessness and the associated impairments in strategic decision-making. How the brain gains control over Tourette's syndrome. Tourette's syndrome is a developmental disorder characterized by involuntary, repetitive, and stereotype movements or utterances. Now researchers reporting in the Cell Press journal Current Biology have new evidence to explain how those with Tourette's syndrome in childhood often manage to gain control of those tics. In individuals with the condition, a portion of the brain involved in planning and executing movements shows an unusual increase compared to the average brain in the production of a primary inhibitory neurotransmitter known as GABA. That the brains of people with Tourette's syndrome produce more GABA than usual, not less, suggests that non-drug treatments that serve to increase the nerve messenger may speed the slow process whereby people with Tourette's naturally gain control over their disease symptoms. More Superhuman News coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Probiotics cut autoimmunity 33% in infants at risk for diabetes. Infants who are at a genetic risk of developing type 1 diabetes and who were given probiotics before 3 months of age had a 33% reduction in the risk of pancreatic beta cell isolate autoimmunity, according to new results from an ongoing international study in over 7,000 children. Yula Yusitola, a nutritionist at the University of South Florida, Tampa, presented the results at the European Association for the Study of Diabetes 2014 meeting. She was cautionally optimistic in her conclusion and noted that the results show a definite trend that strongly suggests a positive effect of probiotics in infants under the age of 3 months. In particular, she emphasized that the link was strongest in infants who had received probiotics at a very young age, at less than 1 month old. First exposure to probiotics was monitored and categorized as before 1 month of age, 1 to 3 months, and between 3 and 12 months. Exposure after 12 months or no exposure was considered a reference group. When asked why she believed probiotics had such a marked effect in very young infants, Dr. Yusitola said that during the first 3 months of life, the infant gut is vulnerable, and leakage can occur through the gut wall. One theory is that probiotics enhance the maturity of the gut barrier to help defend the body against environmental exposure to viruses and foreign proteins, she explained. With probiotics, the infant is better prepared to process these, and in this way, they may not trigger an adverse autoimmune response. She added that after 3 months of age, there is usually a natural maturation of the gut wall. This may explain why they didn't see any association between the provision of probiotics and islet cell autoimmunity in infants between the age of 3 and 12 months. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. But before we get started, I have to give two shout-outs today to two different people. First of all, longtime listener and Superhuman Carly Gomez, happy birthday. She's not able to listen live today because she forgot her headphones. So she's listening to the show taped. And also, in Mongolia, Igtel Mukhtar. And Igtel is our Superhuman fan in Mongolia that we will actually be talking about on Casual Friday tomorrow, because something interesting happened between Igtel and myself that we have to talk about. But first, I have to welcome my co-host, Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Carl. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. And we have a great show planned today for TEFR fans. Why don't you tell us what we're going to be talking about and who our guest is?
Well, I'm going to start with an editorial comment. As you know, about 5 years ago, I began working with a medical clinic that was rooted in an ancestral diet and activity approach to dealing with the pandemic of chronic degenerative diseases that constitute what most regular patients come to the office with. And in that time, started doing extensive research that turned up first an article or two by today's guest, and that switched on an obsession. I've probably hunted down 200 pages or more of peer-reviewed journal articles by today's guest and a book. And what came resoundingly to mind is that we have today a very popular movement, let's call it paleo in a generic sense, that's advocating diet largely and is kind of not sure what it's doing as far as activity. And the expense of the popularity of that movement is that it seems to have wittingly or unwittingly distanced itself from continuing growth of evolutionary science, of physiology, and so on. Perforce of having immersed myself in today's guest literature, I benefited from an immunity to that disorder, and I've been wanting to have today's guest on for a long time because his work is incredible. It's sobering, it's practical, and it provides a gateway to understanding what we need to do in our lives in rather simple terms, with a tremendous amount of supporting science behind it, to prevent onset and deterioration of the popular diseases of today. Our guest is a professor in the Department of Biomedical Sciences at the Dalton Cardiovascular Research Center of the University of Missouri. His research interests are in physiological, biochemical, molecular, and genetic adaptations to altered use of skeletal muscle. He's worked with astronaut planning in the past. And without further ado, our guest is Frank Booth, PhD, co-author of a book you should all go out and get, published 11 years ago, Hot Topics, Exercise, co-authored by Manu V. Chakravarti and Dr. Booth. Good morning, Dr. Booth.
Good morning, Ken.
I have to ask a question because it's we have an opportunity here that we don't normally have having an author of a book on our show, but and we only have about 5 minutes before we have to take our first break. But looking back in hindsight, 11 years ago, when you were looking forward, did you get it right in that book, Dr. Booth?
Yes, I did. I got it right. Unfortunately, what's in the book really hasn't really happened in terms of changing the way we are.
So you mean people haven't really picked up on it, but the...
We're still a sedentary society.
Right,
sitting
right.
around and very inactive, and the policymakers have sort of avoided this very obvious default in our living.
Ken, can I ask one more question, and then I'll let you have the entire interview after the break? Would that be acceptable to you? Because I have one other question as a result of yesterday's show.
Sure.
So yesterday we had Dr. Charles Tipton on the show, who just recently wrote a fantastic paper looking at exercise as medicine and dating back to ancient civilizations. And thousands of years before the Julian calendar was created, 5,000, 6,000 years ago, there's evidence that we understood that activity, exercise, and so on are actually have the ability to both mitigate and reverse diseases. And his hope is to get people to understand this, get organizations like the AMA to understand this and start prescribing exercise instead of pharmaceutical drugs. Do you think that'll ever happen, Dr. Booth?
I would like it to happen. I don't know it. It's going to be very difficult to do. I like to be optimistic, and I think it can happen, but we need a lot more support to have it happen. And I'm very familiar with Dr. Tipton's work and agree with it in total.
Absolutely. He's wonderful. 87 years old, Ken. He lifts and does cardio every day. 2 hours a day he trains. He's as sharp as a tack. Physically a fantastic, healthy specimen of what a human being, the opposite of the sick, aging phenotype that we've talked about on this show, Ken O'Neill, really a superhuman. But one of the things I disagreed with him about, respectfully, was the thrifty gene being at the root of obesity and disease today. And my assertion was, if we took a hunter-gatherer and made them sit for the equivalent of 10 to 12 hours a day and brought them their food so they didn't have to hunt and gather, they'd become fat too, thrifty gene or not.
Well, that's correct, because it's really the there's so much information that not using the body and just sitting around is a very large contributor to chronic diseases.
I'm sorry, Ken. I defer back to you. We have a couple minutes before the break.
Oh, I was going to make a half-jest comment that the orientation of our culture is decidedly one of causing sickness. I don't refer to the Affordable Care Act. I refer to it as the Affordable Disease Act.
Yeah, right.
And that's not to deprecate the intent of the act, but in practice, it's reinforcing – bad habits. And the very purpose and intent of this program is to communicate with a wide grassroots perforce of educating them, waking them up to the potential for full living that we have that we're thwarting with inactivity and other poorly informed choices.
Right. And I think basically one of the really harmful things that's being done is our kids are inactive and we're just starting early and they're not fully developing their bodies it just becomes habit forming for later life. And I think we really have to concentrate on the kids and getting them active.
Well, yes, and consistent with your work, one of the phrases that grabbed me, that jumped off the page and made itself have a home in my brain, is the term subclinical erosion.
And we can actually talk about that subclinical erosion when we come out of the break. We're talking with Dr. Frank Booth. This is the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my co-host Ken O'Neill. We're going to have lots more of this lively discussion on the other side of the break. Please stay tuned, and we shall be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show here on Superhuman Radio with my co-host Ken O'Neill. We're talking to Dr. Frank Booth. And I guess We Fit isn't doing the job it needs to do for the kids today. Kids need to be kids. They need to get out and play. But between politicians and parents, kids are sequestered in their homes after school. They can't be children any longer. They can't play. They can't frolic. They can't move. And is there any wonder why we have the problem with childhood obesity today? Go ahead, Ken. Take it away, man.
Well, springboarding off what you just said, I'd like Dr. Booth to address in some depth this next topic. Most of us adults go in for an annual physical, which is largely these days a blood draw for labs, for panels, indicating if your hemoglobin A1C is in the right space and so on. When Dr. Booth introduced the notion of subclinical, what that brought my attention to was the fact that these kids and other people suffering from what he calls a sedentary
death disorder
have been eroding for a long, long time. And our medicine isn't focused on that. But say a lot more about that, Dr. Booth.
Well, I think just sort of generally, it's the subclinical erosion you talked about was two phases. There's a childhood phase and an adult phase. And in the childhood phase of being inactive, we aren't fully developing our muscle strength, and we aren't fully developing our ability to burn oxygen, to use fuels when we're working at maximum. And so these children who are not playing end up in their at the age of 20 with less muscle strength, skeletal muscle strength, and a lower ability to burn oxygen to use the fuel when you're working hard. The reason why this is important, it being slowed and then being lower, is then once you reach 20, aging is really starting, and those two events I talked about start to fall. So if you have those low levels when you're kids and you get to be 20, you're already starting at a low level, sort of like being on the second floor of a building and sliding down two floors as an active first floor and sliding down. The inactive kid on the first floor sliding down is going to reach the bottom sooner, and the bottom's chronic disease and death.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, what's happening is these inactive kids are underdeveloped, and then they start aging, and they're losing their muscle strength and losing their ability to burn fuel with oxygen. And that means they're going to end up in a nursing home sooner. They're going to die of chronic diseases sooner, because both of those lows have been shown by many scientists called epidemiology to make you more likely to get chronic diseases. And so what we're doing then is we're setting up the kids who are inactive to be an inactive adults, and then, have a less full life. One of the terms that's used is they'll have a shorter health span. And they're just going to die sooner, and they're going to have to pay more in their short life for medical care. And, that's basically the way I look at it.
We're hearing these days, at least in the southern portion of Texas, I don't know epidemiologically if this applies elsewhere, that kids roughly at middle school level, the prediction is they will be the first generation whose parents outlive them due to the onslaught at that age of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Do you know more about that?
Well, I would also like to inject one other thing into this question, and this is, I hope you don't mind, Ken, but
go for it.
Are we actually seeing a thinning of the herd? We don't have plague today to thin the herd like we did before. Are we actually going to see children becoming sicker and sicker, younger and younger, leading to the lack of reproduction of these children, and 200 or 300 years from now, complete gene lines erased from the gene pool?
Well, I would say half of your point is correct. You go back to about the late 1990s, and that was when the Cincinnati group first saw that diabetes wasn't rare under the age of 40, that teenagers were getting it. And type 2 diabetes is now in kids. And so this is a very recent phenomenon. And so that part is very correct. The problem with the second part of your statement is these kids aren't dying before reproductive age. they're actually dying in their 40s and 50s. So they have plenty of time to
But what I'm saying is that their illnesses, their diseases will cause them to be infertile. They will not have offspring. Granted, they can start taking metformin at 9 and 10, and they could live some form of altered life, but clearly they're going to have a higher degree of infertility, a higher degree of infant death of their offspring, and basically erase whole gene lines from the gene pool.
Well, I would tend to disagree with that point because the data seem to say that they are having the kids and that the parents are passing on changes in their genes to their kids so the kids have them.
Uh-huh.
And so it's called trans, and there's a lot of new evidence. This is a fairly new point. There's a lot of transgenerational transfer of their disease, chronic disease, and making the children more susceptible to it. Okay, so the genes of the parents are, you know, when they form the child, there are changes that the parents didn't have from their grandparents not in the DNA spelling, but in the epigenetic, what's called epigenetics,
right.
Which is changes sort of like in the spelling of the gene. The spelling's the same, but how the spelling's used. And so the phenomenon that's really occurring is that that's being transferred to the children, their children, and their children have these genes that make them more susceptible to becoming diabetic and becoming obese. And unfortunately, the problem is they live long enough to reproduce and continue transferring that, and there won't be a thinning of the herd. There will actually be a thickening of the herd.
So to speak, yeah. Yeah.
So that sick aging phenotype becomes a mutation.
Yes, and you were talking about mutants the other day. This particular mutation is one of the sick aging phenotype that is, because we talk about transgenerational epigenetics as it relates to the use of pesticides and toxins in our environment. Well, just being sick and obese at a young age causes those same transgenerational epigenetic changes that will be passed down for generations. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's essentially correct. Is it's a transgenerational thing, and this is fairly new. It's there was actually a study that was actually started maybe a number of years ago by I forget the name of the investigator at an Indian reservation, and went back and saw that this intergenerational stuff was occurring, and now it's occurring in many, many populations.
Wow, this is scary because we thought that these transgenerational epigenetic effects were only coming from toxicants in our environment, but they're coming from the altered lifestyles
of
people.
Yes, that's because we don't pay sufficient attention to social biology as a cause of development.
Uh-huh.
So the best evidence for the transgenerationals from the obesity and from the food. There are few investigators seeing that there's transgenerational transfer of physical activity. But the best data is that if the mother has type 2 diabetes, she is going to transfer, or the father, it doesn't matter which gender, they can transfer it's called predisposition. Predisposition means you're more sensitive to being able to the same amount of food to have to be able to get your kids get type 2 diabetes.
That's amazing. Look, we have to pick back up on this, Ken, when we come out of the break, because this is really an important message. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Weight isolate is the fastest way to build muscle muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. 11 years ago, our guest, Dr. Frank Booth, was writing about topics that right now are very, very in vogue. And you can get that book at Amazon.com. We will have it up on SuperhumanRadio.com later today. The book is called Hot Topics, Exercise. And the exciting and timely volume presents the principles for the primary prevention of chronic conditions by exercise. 11 years ago, Dr. Booth was talking about this. Now, just now, we have studies coming out showing that this is exactly the case. So check out the book. Go ahead, Ken. What do you say? Ken, are you there? Okay. Well, Dr. Booth.
I'm here.
There he is. Okay.
I just wanted to add to that. Applause to Dr. Booth for having the visionary prowess to have published what is now only 11 years later. That's astonishing. Becoming a leading edge beacon.
Very good.
And there's more to the discussion. We've talked about the sick aging phenotype and possibilities of mutation. There's something that I learned from Frank that's lacking virtually every report that I read, particularly ones that are broadcast by news media that announce the latest discoveries, often gloom and doom discoveries about sickness, about drug trials, and so on. And that's the absence of a certain kind of control group. Would you tell us about that, Frank?
Well, what is the control group that's used in most studies is the sedentary individual, and that is an abnormal group relative to our ancestors. Our ancestors were not sedentary. They had to be physically active all the day. Most people would think that, well, you know, being sedentary has no health problems, but it does. As I told Ken earlier, I had 20 years of research with NASA looking at ground-based bases of spaceflight, and knew a lot about, saw a lot of the things going in space, and that's an that led me to really think that when the body is not used, and there's a lot of other investigators that will say that, the body changes its function or physiology. It's abnormal. It's not the normal physiology that our great-great grandparents had. And a lot of our body parts are not working at their optimal. And that makes them more sensitive to, and we don't understand totally, that makes them more sensitive to getting these chronic diseases. So, Ken, that's probably pretty short start.
Oh, that's a start. What kind of control groups should we have?
You should have a group that's probably doing 10,000 steps of walking a day. That's close to what people used to do. That would these people would be both functionally and in a health status different than the people who have, say, 3,000 steps a day. And that's just, you know, probably just, you know, the bare threshold. It would be better to have them even more active than 10,000 steps a day, because our genes, the way our body was built, our genes were made for our body to function optimally, being physically active, you know, throughout the day and at a moderate level, not running, you know, real fast races or anything, but just moving around a fair amount, and we don't do that. The data shows that we're probably in our kids, the Kaiser Foundation, that kids can be playing games with their fingers or watching TV 8 hours a day. And so kids a couple, you know, 100 years ago were not sitting around. There's no TV. There were no video games. They were out and playing around. And so the adults are the same way. You know, people don't have to walk anymore. People don't have to go. A lot of people don't do physical labor. A lot do. You know, there's a lot of, you hire someone to go out and cut your grass, but even then they're using a mower, a power mower, not a push mower. So what's happened is we have, our society with great plaudits to it have eliminated a lot of the manual work and so forth, but the side effect of that is people are sitting around a lot, and that makes you more unhealthy, and the more unhealthy is making you more susceptible to get all those chronic diseases, and two of them you mentioned are obesity and type 2 diabetes.
You know, this is such an important distinction, because we have all these research studies, the Okinawans, the Hunza, you name them, and everything focuses exclusively on their diet. What they forget is hunter-gatherers, it's not just what they eat. It's the energy they expend gathering what they eat that has one of the most beneficial effects. And really, we need a renaissance to occur. What was that, Dr. Booth?
I said exactly. You couldn't say it better.
We need a renaissance to occur. We need people to... Look, there was a period of time where we produced 85% of what we needed to sustain life ourselves. But then we went to industrialization, where we worked for somebody to get pieces of paper to buy the things we used to make for ourselves. If we return to at least 50% of our lives to the way it used to be, we'll have all the activity. We won't need exercise. You don't need, we went at some point in time, exercise is organized activity that mimics the activity we used to have when we were, before this industrialization. We don't need exercise if we just start living the way we were designed to live.
Exactly, and essentially there's some scientists in the government that define it pretty closely the way you just described. They define exercise as structured planned activity. And physical activity includes exercise in the definition, but physical activity is just unstructured activity that's not planned and just keeping active.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry I stepped on you there.
What I was going to say is that the other element was the one that we had a man named Jonathan Sullivan on several weeks ago, who's an MD and a PhD. And in his work, he's emphasized the importance of activity, particularly anaerobic activity, in signaling DNA to turn on, to do its job in terms of cellular maintenance and repair, switching on tropic factor production, and so on, to help prevent that breakdown.
Right. And one other thing I could add that goes back a little bit to our conversation is it's sort of new data, particularly in kids, that this physical activity improves cognitive function, improves learning in kids, in adults. And so we think of, just strength or so forth, or being able to, not get tired walking. But there's also a lot of benefits to activity that are just being found by a number of other scientists that improve the ability of your brain. And being physically active is very important. And I agree that we need to have more of that. Doesn't hurt to have exercise, but it's really physical. And you aren't going to have structured activity throughout the day. You need to have just free, voluntary activity that's physical.
Go ahead, Ken.
To some minimum level, right?
Right, and that's where it's an arbitrary level that people think around 10,000 steps a day. 5,000 is basically the average in the U.S. right now. Some parts of the U.S. it can get as low as 3,000 steps a day, but a lot of people say it's 10,000. Why 10,000? It's an even number, but the way to look at physical activity and health is there are various thresholds. There's just not one. There's one, there's an investigator called Steve Blair who's been preaching this for a long time. He's a great scientist. He publishes in journals. But he says getting off the couch and just doing a little bit is the first step.
Right.
The greatest increase in health. But then the second and third steps are to start doing more and probably doing a higher intensity because you continue to improve your health after that first step of getting off the couch. If you then, for a year or two, it may take that long to get to that comfortable level and in your behavior pattern to just be doing 10,000 steps a day. And then if your doctor says it's okay and you feel like it because you're going to feel better, actually start, doing a little more intense activity after the doctor says it's okay.
Okay, everybody needs to get up and jump up and down during the commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Frank Booth.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health. But have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I just want to mention two things before Ken takes it in a different direction, and that is these two things. The fathers of physical culture gave us progressive overload, the notion of progression. Progression should be part of your activity template. You shouldn't be doing the same thing every day. You should be striving to do more, number one. Number two, I'm watching an amazing documentary about the Roosevelts, and Teddy Roosevelt was a very, very sick child who was told that he would not live very long. When he was just 4 or 5 years old, his parents didn't expect him to get much more out of life because he had a heart problem. He had a doctor who would get mad at him because he would ride horses and run and shoot guns and have fun and enjoy life. The doctor said, no, you must sit more. You must be sedentary. And in fact, the doctor was wrong because it was his activity levels that pushed his heart problem out of his life. So that's it. Go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, that's very germane to where I wanted to take this. Physical culture really only begins to emerge as an item of interest, actually as business, as commerce, within 50 years at most of the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, if we count the 1840s as about that time, and with it migration to people to large cities and so on, a breakdown of exercise, physical culture arose. And became, for a long time, I'm thinking of people like Bernard McFadden, huge private educational organizations, which is the topic that I wanted to bring up. Where do we go from here? We're recognizing that we have a deficit in our schools these days, a downsizing, a down funding of physical education programs. And secondly, it seems to me a total absence of health education in the schools. What corrective actions would you deem or envision as useful as corrective action to our unacceptable situation?
Well, I think everything you said is correct. I guess we're talking about how are we going to get it done, and somehow we have to reach the policymakers. Because people can accept responsibility, but not all of them are going to do it, and particularly in the kids. You as a parent can't get the school to add physical education for the kids. So it almost is going to have to be, we're going to have a large group of people that are very active and pushing the policymakers to allow people to be more, or to facilitate people to be more physically active, to do things that becomes more in vogue. You can talk about transportation and so forth. There are little small things on that. Get bike lanes. But kids it isn't safe to have your kids walk to school most places. And there's so many policy things. It's beyond one person. It has to be a large population of people to get together and say, we want to be more healthy.
But people aren't going to say that. Because they turn to government, and government has a vested interest. I'm sorry to say this, and I am not a conspiracy theorist, but government interests want things to stay the way they are. Subsidized crops that are leading to disease, the lifestyle that where we work all the time, we sit. These things are woven into the economy now. We can't just up and go, you know what, we've had it wrong. People need to go back and be more active. Don't sit at a desk. What's going to happen to all the desk jobs? What happens when they go, you know what? People who work a late shift all develop these cancers. And so what's UPS and FedEx going to do? Hey, we'll get it there by a day later? No. The economy is hinged on the unnatural lifestyles we live, these mismatched lifestyles we live. The economy is hinged on it, and money drives everything. People have to make their own decisions. I mean, you said something, Dr. Booth, that is true, but some of it isn't true. And that is, you know, kids can't walk to school today. Well, there are kids who live in good neighborhoods that can walk to school, but their parents still don't let them for fear that a neighbor will report them to Child Protective Services. You can't have monkey bars in parks anymore because one kid fell and split his lip. You have people that take the abnormal against the rule, one incident, they want to make policy that governs everybody else. This is why kids don't even go out anymore. Parents are afraid to let their kids go out.
Yeah, I think...
Well, you said a key word there, too, Carl, in the one topic you excluded, and that's our investment, and it's an emotional belief investment in a form of medicine that's largely pharmaceutical that has made abnormality normal. And we have a dire need for leadership, be it writing, be it speakers, what have you, shifting that, waking people up that we're living in a very abnormal condition that's making us sick.
Yes, so that's what your show is doing in part. It's doing those things to try to educate people. And again, then they may hear, but do they do? And that's the question was asked is what can you do? It's really a tough question.
Ken, in 4 minutes, what would you like to address?
Put me on the spot.
Well, did you have any other health span? Health span.
Yeah, health span is very important because a lot of the issues that are going on now are we just don't have money. And we have a huge amount of money going to health care because people are sick. And this country's going to be in trouble as a country. And I, as a patriot, say one way to do it is to cut health care costs by having people become more physically active and not get these diseases. I think one way I would do it is to start to appeal to the patriotism issue because people are looking at the budget, a couple years out. And we just are going, as a country, aren't going to be able to be the strongest country in the world. We're going, you know, we have all these debt problems. So it has to come back to the people to, I think, take responsibility to become active and increase their health span. Remember, health span is avoidance of one chronic disease. How old are you when you get your first one chronic disease? And what we got to do is add 10 years to that. Everybody in this country needs to do things, eat right, and be physically active so that the country as a whole, maybe this is a goal they haven't thought of, everybody increases their, on average, their health span by 10 years. And then look at all the money we'd save for going to the doctor with all these illnesses.
You know, but you just touched on a point that happens to be not appropriate for this show necessarily as a platform, but it's very important to me, and that is patriotism. And patriotism is something we don't have in this country any longer. I'm sorry to say it. And I'm not saying it's the people's fault either. I say that it's the government's fault because we had my father was a patriot. He fought for this country and he would have laid down his life had the cause had been presented to him. He believed that fighting for this country was as important as family and God. We don't have that feeling towards government anymore because government they abuse us, they take advantage of us, they exploit us, and government does things that we don't respect, so we don't respect government anymore.
It's worse than that. Any viable culture has a guiding mythic image that's wholesome. Ours, for the last 40 or 50 years, our guiding mythic image has become the anti-hero. I was very impressed a few years ago discovering online a collection of Soviet art from the 1930s. And the crux to that art was beautiful. I mean, women with glowing complexion, very glowing hair, out working in fields, out doing sports, athletic, you know, genetically wholesomely expressed men and women for the Soviet Union at that time. It's emphasizing patriotism as being fit and cutting the medical costs because they couldn't bear the medical costs.
Yeah, and you all on the phone may not be old enough to remember John Kennedy, but John Kennedy, got the kind of, said act fitness was important for the country.
Yes,
and he led the country in the early 1960s and made fitness a part of government, and everybody was doing it voluntarily. So there are governments that could be, and Ken just mentioned in a foreign country. That if you have the right leader and says like John Kennedy did, set fitness is important for patriotism.
Yeah. Kennedy's reign was, I mean, those of us that were coming of age during that reign had a verve and an enthusiasm for life that life mattered. And I think he very successfully transmitted that. I would add that we need to reframe. You know, George Lakoff did this book years ago about the 800-pound elephant on the table, and he's a linguist at UC Berkeley. And his claim was that we need to start reframing things. And I would suggest we quit saying health care and name it for what it is.
Right.
It's disease care. What we want is health care. We don't want more disease care. We don't want more disease creation. We don't want more people going into the disability zone as the final decades of their life. At tremendous expense to the national economy, to the emotions and economies of families.
It's true. And we have to end on that note. Dr. Frank Booth's book is Hot Topics, Exercise. It's on Amazon.com. A book way ahead of its time, still holds true today. You can get it there, and we'll have it up on SuperHumanRadio.com.
And I want to thank Dr. Booth for being on the show with us. It's just such an honor to meet one of my heroes.
Well, thank you, Ken.
And Ken, thank you for today's show. And, of course, check out Ken's website, which is transevolutionaryfitness.com. And he does private consultations for those of you who are looking for help reaching your own optimal physical fitness goals. All right, guys, thanks so much for being on the show. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have news at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Todd McDougall, the strongman doctor. He specializes in working with strong men and women, and he does some things that are different. You're going to want to hear about it. Stay tuned.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest-growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. In the face of uncertainty, the brain chooses randomness as the best strategy. Past experience is usually a reliable guide for making decisions, but in unpredictable and challenging situations, it might make more sense to take risk. A new study published in the journal Cell shows that in competitive situations, rats abandon their normal tactic of using past experience to make decisions and instead make random choices when their competitor is hard to defeat. The switch in strategy is controlled by a dedicated brain circuit, indicating that the brain can actively disengage from its past experiences and enter a random decision-making mode when it provides a competitive edge. These findings may have implications for human disorders such as depression, in which even ordinary decision-making is viewed as ineffective. We discovered that animals can get stuck in a random mode of behavior that in a way resembles learned helplessness, which has been linked to depression and is triggered when repeated efforts prove to be ineffective. Our findings may shed light on the origins of learned helplessness and the associated impairments in strategic decision-making. How the brain gains control over Tourette's syndrome. Tourette's syndrome is a developmental disorder characterized by involuntary, repetitive, and stereotype movements or utterances. Now researchers reporting in the Cell Press journal Current Biology have new evidence to explain how those with Tourette's syndrome in childhood often manage to gain control of those tics. In individuals with the condition, a portion of the brain involved in planning and executing movements shows an unusual increase compared to the average brain in the production of a primary inhibitory neurotransmitter known as GABA. That the brains of people with Tourette's syndrome produce more GABA than usual, not less, suggests that non-drug treatments that serve to increase the nerve messenger may speed the slow process whereby people with Tourette's naturally gain control over their disease symptoms. More Superhuman News coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Probiotics cut autoimmunity 33% in infants at risk for diabetes. Infants who are at a genetic risk of developing type 1 diabetes and who were given probiotics before 3 months of age had a 33% reduction in the risk of pancreatic beta cell isolate autoimmunity, according to new results from an ongoing international study in over 7,000 children. Yula Yusitola, a nutritionist at the University of South Florida, Tampa, presented the results at the European Association for the Study of Diabetes 2014 meeting. She was cautiously optimistic in her conclusion and noted that the results show a definite trend that strongly suggests a positive effect of probiotics in infants under the age of 3 months. In particular, she emphasized that the link was strongest in infants who had received probiotics at a very young age, at less than 1 month old. First exposure to probiotics was monitored and categorized as before 1 month of age, 1 to 3 months, and between 3 and 12 months. Exposure after 12 months or no exposure was considered a reference group. When asked why she believed probiotics had such a marked effect in very young infants, Dr. Yusitola said that during the first 3 months of life, the infant gut is vulnerable and leakage can occur through the gut wall. One theory is that probiotics enhance the maturity of the gut barrier to help defend the body against environmental exposure to viruses and foreign proteins, she explained. With probiotics, the infant is better prepared to process these, and in this way, they may not trigger an adverse autoimmune response. She added that after 3 months of age, there is usually a natural maturation of the gut wall. This may explain why they didn't see any association between the provision of probiotics and islet cell autoimmunity in infants between the age of 3 and 12 months. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition. And Carl recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend Sammy the Salmon.
What do you do?
Today, we're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new.
Welcome back. You know, finding good doctors is difficult today. People will actually travel 2 or 3 states away just to find a good doctor because they're becoming more, or I should say, more and more hard, or increasingly harder to find. And then you turn to specialties, doctors who have specialties. Well, my next guest is one of those individuals. He's Dr. Todd McDougall, and he's known as the strongman doc. He was introduced to me by Patrick Rogers over the American Strongman Corporation. How you doing, Dr. McDougall?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, so before we start talking about what you do for strong individuals to help keep them strong and even bring them back from some very, very severe injuries, let's talk about your journey because I think it's really inspiring and impressive. So what happened to you back in the 80s? I want to say, was it 1988 or so?
Yeah, in 1988, I was involved in an industrial accident in which I almost lost my right arm. You guys may be familiar with the Viking hold, where basically you hang on two opposing forces, and it basically is trying to tear you apart.
Right.
Well, basically, I got my arm stuck in the drive rollers, backed into it, freak accident, backed into it, was stuck between two rollers about the size of about 55-gallon drums. They're rolling about 30 mile an hour, and there was about, a quarter to a half inch separation between those rollers and a belt. And I had grabbed apparently upright with the other arm and was in it for 8 minutes while it was trying to literally tear me apart.
It was trying to pull your arm off at the shoulder. Were you all the way in it to the shoulder or to the elbow?
The rollers are big enough that, it literally burnt my entire armpit off, if you will. And I mean, fortunately for me, just how it all worked out, my fingers, I kept my fingers. But I did snap the humerus bone, or the upper arm bone in my arm. And, but like I said, I was in it for 8 minutes while it was grinding on me.
So
there's a spot in my arm that actually did burst from the pressure initially.
Now I have to ask you a question. Wait, were you a fan of physical culture at this point in time? Were you lifting? Were you a strong guy, or were you just an average guy at this point in time?
Well, you figure I previous to that, I'd competed in some bodybuilding events and things along those lines. So yeah, I was one of those young guys that a lot of people love to hate. You know, I was 6'2" and 225 pounds, 7% body fat all year round, and I didn't even have to try.
Did the muscle actually benefit you? Because this is where I'm going with this. Like, I would imagine that you would have had crushed bones, not just a broken femur.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have expected you to have crushed bones from palm to shoulder, but you didn't. That the muscle had to protect you.
Yeah, and they had explained to me, too, that because of the accessory blood supply from all the workout and the training and stuff that I did anyway, that actually is part of the reason why I was able to maintain the arm after the crush injury. Because if you ever hit your thumb with a hammer or something like that when you're doing some construction things around the house?
Yeah, I'm a big klutz, yeah.
Well, the same thing happens to larger body parts, too. And what happens is that swelling encompasses the entire thing. They call that a compartment syndrome. So there's so much swelling that the blood vessels themselves can't pump blood to and from the areas.
Oh.
And so what they had to do was they had to fillet my arm wide open to allow that space to be free so that blood flow could actually travel back and forth.
How long did the arm have to stay filleted like that? And did you have drainage problems and everything like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, they also have to cut the fascia, which is the outer covering of your muscle and gives it shape. And so, yeah, they had to go in there and dissect that, too. And they drilled some screws into my arm, and they hung it from a post, an IV post, and just let it hang. And at one point, they didn't get my wrappings tight enough, and the musculatures in my forearm actually started oozing out of my forearm.
Ew.
But my fingers were banana fingers, and I actually have scars between my fingers at the just above the fist knuckle, if you will.
Right.
And so I've got scars in between my fingers where they were rotting in between. In fact, that's where I met my wife. My wife was one of my nurses.
Well, there you go. Everything happens for a reason.
Well, she saw me at my most rotten, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, really, right. So now, what are you thinking while you're in the bed, right? You're obviously you're a fan of physical culture. You've been a bodybuilder, and here you are with looking forward like, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to do the things I love anymore. I'm not going to be able to train the way
I what they were telling me.
Did you get depressed?
You know what? I'm one of those individuals that you tell me I can't do something, and I'm going to prove you're wrong. And I think that had helped me tremendously, because the first round of surgeries, once they saved the arm and had me all scarred up, I couldn't even extend my arm out. It was at 90 degrees. Actually, it wasn't even that good. So it was in a flex state. So they went ahead and they had to dice my arm up again, and then they took my lat out, my latissimus dorsi out of my one side of my back, and put that in there as a spacer, took more skin off my thigh, and wrapped that around, and then that failed. That whole procedure failed, and the tissue started to rot. So they had to take a vein out of my leg, took my other lat out of my back, put that in the arm, and then that was our track forward. But, yeah, I used to do one-arm push-ups, you know, just trying to get my body back into shape again, and they'd give me all kinds of physical therapy tools and whatnot, and braces and springs and rubber bands and everything else. And you know what really helped me get my hand working again? I started doing push-ups with my knuckles.
Mm.
And that was the thing that actually started getting my hand to work again. But I went for a long time, couldn't even feel my arm at all. So I'd sit in that bed. I wasn't bored. I was forcing, kind of like I was doing a 500-pound deadlift for reps, just trying to get my thumb to wiggle so that they'd keep my arm. And
you mean that level of concentration, intensity, and muscle activation just to get your thumb to move?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would sit there and sweat, and it twitched, and it moved. And I found out from the doctor, I'm kind of going back and forth here, but I found out from the doctor that that was on a Wednesday. The doctor had me scheduled for my arm amputation the following Monday.
So that the fact that you moved that thumb saved the arm, in other words.
Yep.
Holy mackerel. Did you know that? Did they say, look, if you can't move your hand, we got to cut the arm?
Nope, not until the day I moved it. And he sat in there, or he stood in there, looked out the window, and said, "You do realize what we were going to do Monday?" I go, "No, what?" He says, "We're going to cut your arm off Monday."
You know, I was going to say you've been through the ringer, but that would really be tasteless, wouldn't it? Because your arm really literally went through a ringer, didn't it?
It really did, yeah. It was a jumbo size one.
Yeah, okay, so this happened in 88. How long are you involved in recovery, just to get back to some semblance of normalcy with the arm? How many years?
I'm looking at one of my trophies here. I competed in the Natural Indiana Bodybuilding Competition with a good friend of mine by the name of Joe Klonczewski, who actually is out of Evansville, and he actually ended up going pro. But I have the fifth place trophy for 1990.
Wow. 4 years later, you competed?
Yeah.
That's really impressive. I'm thinking 4 years later, you're finally starting to move your arm.
Yeah. No, I competed and later was the chairman for the All Natural Physique and Power Conference for the state of Iowa. I've done strongman events. I've ballooned all the way up to 265 pounds with those deadlifts and everything else by working with pro strongman Chad Coy. In fact, that's who I developed my techniques on.
Okay, and that's where we're going to go now. So you were then inspired by this event, not only to regain your own physical status again, but to help others. And that's really where the story gets interesting. I want to tell you people that you want to stay tuned. It's a great story, and we'll tell you how you can also reach out to Dr. Todd McDougall yourself. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resistance,
disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. If you live in or around Indiana, it's really, really easy to find Dr. Todd McDougall because he's in Fishers, Indiana, which is not too far from Louisville, where I am. We actually could have got you into the studio, but I know you have patients all day.
Yeah.
You're located in Fishers, Indiana, and the website is inforindianachiropractic.com, inchiropractic.com. If you are looking for a doctor who not only understands what it takes to be strong, but to stay strong and avoid injuries, and when you are injured, get over those injuries quickly, here's a guy who took his own experiences, and it inspired him to do what he's doing today. So let's move forward. When do you decide, okay, I've learned some things here, and I need to put this into practice? Did I lose you?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, no. When did you decide to take your experiences and put them into practice?
Oh, okay. Well, back in, it was during my training when I was trying to get back into shape again, trying to get ready for that 1990 competition. I had hurt my low back in the gym, and I didn't know what I was going to do. Obviously, you know, previous to that, I was a police officer, if you can imagine. And
boy, that's a thankless job nowadays.
Yeah, for real. Poor guys. Yeah. But nonetheless, I thought, you know, with my arm, I didn't trust that I would be a good risk.
Right.
I didn't want to be responsible for somebody else, you know, not making it back home because my arm failed.
Right.
So I took myself out of the game, and I really didn't know what I was going to do. I was trained in high school through a vocational program in physical therapy. To do, you know, stuff. And I thought, well, with all my new experiences, I thought maybe I could go ahead and apply, you know, more of that knowledge in a practical sense. But when I hurt my low back, one of the guys in there, one of my fellow gym rats, his dad was a chiropractor. And he's like, you need to go see my dad. Well, I couldn't straighten up, didn't really know much about chiropractic. Went in there, got adjusted, stood straight up, no pain, was blown away. But this is what I got
to
do.
Now, prior to that, were you like everybody else in the world who goes, oh, chiropractors, I might as well just go to a massage therapist. Were you like one of those guys?
I don't know that I was even that educated on it, really, to be honest with you, because it just was not part of what, you know, we did, you know, as a kid growing up. Now I'm like, okay, every kid needs to know what we do growing up.
Right.
But yeah, I was like everyone else, but again, amazed. And so talked to them a little bit more and thought, okay, well, maybe I could try that. But here's the thing, okay? My arm still doesn't work 100%, right?
Right.
So, you know, I talked to the doctor, and he's like, well, you know, you could consider it, and they can talk to you about how maybe to work around it. And I thought, okay, I'm in.
And so you went back to school to become a chiropractor, but now – you're not just any chiropractor. You're a chiropractor for some of the strongest men on the planet, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One of the friends from high school, we chit-chatted at one of the bodybuilding events I was in, and she says, "You may not remember me, but you know I was in your sister's class." And so we talked. She introduced me to her husband. Well, her husband was working at being one of the top strongmen in the nation here in the U.S. His name's Chad Coy.
Right.
And so I went ahead and finished school. Ended up getting out. Ended up bumping into Chad Coy again. And Chad was like, "Well, you know what we're having issue with is that we always feel sprung after we get adjusted by our chiropractors." And you know,
what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Feel sprung? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know if you've been adjusted or not before.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Okay. Well, when you get off the table after you've had like a side posture maneuver or whatever, mm-hmm. you kind of get off the table and you feel a little wobbly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like your hips kind of aren't quite, you know, there's been a change, a significant
right.
change.
Geometrical change, right, exactly.
And you're told, 9 times out of 10, you're told, well, you know, maybe you should just kind of wait a little bit before you go do an activity or run or this, that, or whatever, right?
Right.
Well, with this technique that I developed on Chad while we experimented, the whole process had to do with what they were talking about in the mid-90s about stretch receptor hyperstimulation.
Mm.
Okay? And so the whole thought process has changed as far as pre-workout stretch activities. They've gone from what was considered static stretches to ballistic stretches and rebound stretch, right?
Right.
So they've gotten away from that, and the reason why is because you go ahead and you engage all these stretch receptors enough, and basically your performance drops. So during that same, you know, at the catch of the end of that in the late 90s, I get out of college, and he's hitting me with that same kind of thing as far as from a chiropractic model. And so I thought, well, let's see if we can, you know, get around that. So what I did was come up with a series of lever techniques and utilizing a drop table, which was developed in 1961 by Clay Thomas or Thompson, and combined the two using the mentality, I guess, of movement, if you will, that was developed by Clarence Gonstead in the 50s, and come up with an entirely different process, an algorithm, where we have a burst activity into the joint, which does not have that stretch receptor hyperreactivity. And so we beat it. We've gone around it. So now my athletes can be injured, do the adjustment, and then get right off the table and go right back into competition.
Wow.
And in many instances, set a new personal best.
So would you say this is like dynamic chiropractic? Because you're, instead of the opposite of static, you know what I mean? Do you have a term that you use, a name that you use for it?
I basically call it a multi-level drop release. Of course, you know, I mean, obviously you want to try and tag your name to it. So I call it McDougal Chiropractic Methods, but, it's basically a multi joint release, utilizing old technology, but using it in an algorithm that I've developed. And, you know, and we're working on athletes as little, you know, as from high school athletes or younger, if you will, to, you know, people like, you know, Robert Oberst, who's 6'8", 450 pounds.
Now, if a guy's a chiropractor already, would this be easy for him to learn, and do you certify chiropractors?
Well, I'm in process of developing an online education site, because when I was over in Belfast, Ireland with Chad Coy back in 2012, the people over there from all over the place, whether it be Poland or Lithuania or England, Ireland, Scotland, whatever, they all said the same thing. It's like, we really need you over here. Well, you know, it doesn't take long before you hear that enough in different states, different countries, that you say, okay, well, I can't be everywhere.
Right.
So what I need to try and do is develop other doctors and teach them how to do it. So to answer your question, yes, I'm in process of doing that. And I've taught some of the top Olympic doctors how to do this. Buddy Eric Blum out of Thousand Oaks, California, mm-hmm. and then Brian Campbell out of UCLA. In fact, I was hired by UCLA because I had an athlete that nobody could figure out, and she was a new recruit for gymnastics. And
We have to take a break. Hold this thought. I want you to tell me about what the challenges were with her and what happened after you worked with her, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Dr. Todd McDougal. We're talking to him about a different type of therapy for strong individuals. and it's very, very interesting. You can learn more about it by going to Indiana Chiropractic, which is inchiropractic.com, if you're in and around the state of Indiana. And who knows? There are some chiropractors that listen to this show. Reach out to Dr. McDougal and get certified in his approach. We need more people around the country doing this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception. Because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You can save 15% off a bottle of Primal D. A bottle of Primal D will last you about 1.25 years, one bottle. Some people longer, depending on their 25-hydroxy blood tests. Go to primal-d.com and use the coupon code CHUCKMYD, all in caps, C-H-U-C-K-M-Y-D, to save 15% off. Check it out. We're talking right now with Dr. Todd McDougal. We're talking about a form of chiropractic that is specifically designed for strong individuals. strength athletes, football players, power lifters, you name it, Olympic lifters, CrossFitters for sure, because I see a lot of CrossFitters doing things that just damage the body out there. So let's talk about this girl that nobody could figure out. What did you do for her and what happened?
Well, she was a young lady out of Columbus, Indiana. She was a gymnastic athlete, and I had taken care of her over the years because they had found me out because obviously I was doing some things a little different. And so we helped kept her, you know, keep her in the move, if you will. Well, she ended up getting recruited by UCLA's gymnastics program with Valerie Condis Fields. And so anyway, she, you know, like many athletes, unfortunately, went ahead and went out. And within the first few weeks, she actually was injured. And, you know, being at UCLA, you think, well, they've got all the best of the best of the best. Well, and they do for the most part. But at the same time, they couldn't figure out how to fix this young lady. So anyway, they sent her back home from California. You know, and they're thinking, well, she's probably pretty much done. Her dad and mom give her a call or give me a call and say, hey, listen, you know what? They're flying her back. Do you want to stop by and fix her? And I've got some friends actually in Louisville, so I was on my way down there. So I drove by Columbus, Indiana, and I brought my portable table. And I went ahead and did the adjustment down there, got her fixed up, feeling a whole lot better. And then on the way back, went ahead and adjusted her again. And I thought, okay, well, they'll send her back to California, and she'll be fine. And I didn't think much more about it. Well, I get a call from the athletic trainer at UCLA, and the first thing out of her mouth was, is this Dr. McDougal? I go, yeah. And she goes, what'd you do to her? And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
and I go,
well, an inquisition.
What do you mean, what have I done to her? And she goes, I've been an athletic trainer for UCLA gymnastics for like 20-some years. She goes, I have never seen a recovery and a performance and an athlete improve so drastically and quick. What did you do to her? And I explained to her, you know, kind of what I'm telling you guys. You know, I developed technique while working on pro, you know, an amateur level strength athletes, experimented, and this is what I have. And she's like, would you be willing to teach? And I go, why, sure. So I didn't realize I was going to go out to California and work with Brian Campbell, who happens to be Michael Phelps' doctor.
Wow.
Anybody ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's the guy who eats Subways, right?
Yeah, that's the guy, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Brian brought one of his friends who was tied in with USC, and he's the one who takes care of a lot of the other swimmers, you know, Rebecca Soni, Amanda Beard, several. I mean, there's so many you know top-level swimmers that are out there, but these are the guys that take care of all these top-level athletes out in California. And I'm going out there to teach these Olympic doctors how to do what I do.
Okay.
And so...
Well,
there
go ahead,
are a few
sorry,
doctors that do know.
How many doctors you think are out there right now that know how to do this?
Well, Brian hasn't embraced as much as he would like because I think his he had a couple hips replaced, so he's not into it. Eric does it out in Thousand Oaks, California. That's at Dr. Blum, B-L-U-M. And then, of course, I've got a doctor in Florida who started doing it, Dr. Martin Mason. I've got a young doctor who I tucked under my wing who's down in just south of Indianapolis who has learned and is doing it and just set up a new practice. And then myself. So, but, you know, obviously my goal is to kind of eventually be able to develop a in-house school here so I could do a finishing school for young doctors of chiropractic and help them with their critical clinical thinking skills. Because, right. You know, when you're in school, you're all about tests. And you get out and, you know, you got a learning curve of about 10 to 15 years. If I can shorten that up, that's going to make it so much better for the chiropractors.
And for the patients.
And the patients, clearly.
Do you think, okay, so I don't have any injuries per se right now, right? But I have lots of little tweaks and creaks from years of lifting. A friend of mine came up with this saying. I kind of stole it from him, but I actually go through the process of evolution every morning. I wake up and get out of bed looking like a caveman, and by the time I get to the bathroom, I'm standing upright and erect. So do you think your procedures could help a guy like me who hasn't injured himself, although I have lost a hamstring in the left leg and I've got some other torn issues, but could it help me with my shoulder problems? I can't squat well any longer because I can't get my hands back there anymore.
Well, you know, the thing is that we have been suckered into thinking that in order to take care of ourselves as people, that we only have to be reactive. And that's the biggest mistake we in America make. And we got suckered into that. And so right now, if you go in, I think in May, there was one study that was out there. We slipped 10 more points in the world as far as quality of healthcare in the planet. And I think we've slipped from 37 back in 2012 down to number 47.
But wait a minute, Dr. McDougall. How can that be? We take more pharmaceutical drugs than any other three countries combined. You must be wrong.
Yeah, well, $8,800 per person is what the average is being spent. We spend more here in the United States per capita than any other country, and we've slipped miserably. There's another study out there that talks about outcomes, and we're like number 89.
Yeah, and we also just lost another 2 years on the longevity scale as compared to developed and undeveloped nations.
The first mistake is we're symptom-based, and we don't have to be symptom-based. And when you're talking about chiropractic, most people have no idea about the history of chiropractic. And so I know we've got limited time, but...
No, we have time. Go ahead.
Okay, the person who started this chiropractic thing was D.D. Palmer. He's an immigrant from Canada, and he set up the first college of chiropractic in 1895 in Davenport, Iowa. The reason why he did that was because he had a janitor in his building that had bent over using a mop bucket, heard something go clunk in his upper back, and guess what? His hearing was gone.
Oh, man.
So he went upstairs to D.D. Palmer, who was, you know, into the then health arena, as a magnetic healer, which was real popular during prairie times. We're talking prairie medicine. We're talking pre-hospitals. You know what I'm saying? This is way back when. And so D.D. was like, well, something made it clunk out, and you know, very simply put, maybe if I put it back, maybe your hearing would come back. And that's what happened. So the first chiropractic patient had no necessarily back pain or neck pain. He had a hearing loss. The second big event in chiropractic was the flu of 1918, known as the swine flu, where, you know, roughly 10% of the Earth's population were killed. They were killed because of this disease. This is why everybody thinks that you have to have a flu shot now, right?
Right.
But see, the thing that they're not telling anybody is that the areas in highest concentration where they had chiropractors and osteopaths who practiced the same kind of manipulation back then, in those highest areas, people were getting the flu, but they were living.
Uh-huh.
And so with research, they decided to say, well, you know, there must be something to this osteopathy and this chiropractic thing. So let's give them licensure. And that's where our licensures first came about.
That's amazing.
Now, it wasn't until 1973, okay, now we're from 1918 to 1973, that whole range of time, people didn't go for back pain and neck pain to the chiropractor. They went to help boost their immune system because they knew from history that that's what the chiropractors and the osteopaths were for. And within the last 5 years, a medical doctor actually proved that the reason that these people lived was due to the fact that stimulation of the mechanoreceptors in the cervical spine or in the neck actually stimulated your immune system.
That's amazing. I've always looked to chiropractors for, skeletal muscular issues, mechanical issues. I've never considered its effect on the immune system at all.
Well, and really, chiropractic is all based upon neurology. I mean, look at the hearing. You know? That you know what I mean? It's completely different. Immune system, another thing. But see, we didn't get boxed into musculoskeletal disorders and neck and back pain until 1973 when we were added into the Medicare program.
Wow.
And all insurance is based upon what Medicare does. So it's whatever they do, then the rest of them follow.
Right.
And so over the course of the remainder of that time to present, people have forgotten the history of chiropractic.
It's terrible. It really is. This country is so messed up. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Todd McDougall, the strong man doc.
Oh,
Performance Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So the bottom line is, a guy like me, or the average listener who doesn't necessarily have an acute issue that makes them think, I have to see a chiropractor. We could, I mean, you're talking about athletes coming in with an injury and not being restored to their original physicality, but better, where they go right back out there and they hit a PR. So I would have to believe that I don't have any, acute issues that are making me want to go see a chiropractor. But if well, I went to when I went to see to if I went to see you, I may find out that there are things wrong with me that I that are subclinical that you could make me better.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing too, is not all chiropractic docs also, when they do an evaluation, do they take x-rays? And they really should. And there seems to be a big discussion about that. But I'll be honest with you, if I bring you into my office and I look at you and I go, okay, this is what I see, and then I proceed to say, you need care, this is a reason you need care, and this and that, I'm basically just talking you to death, all right? But if I take a set of x-rays and I go ahead and I say, okay, your lines are supposed to be straight or perpendicular, and here's your x-rays, do they fit that model? And bottom line is if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. There's no talking about it. It just is what it is, right?
How far are you from Louisville?
About 2.5 hours.
So you're up above Bloomington?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm about 45 minutes north of Bloomington. I'm on the north the northeast side of the circle of 465.
Because I go up to see Dr. Matt Andre in Bloomington. He's my personal physician.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm due to go up and see him. Would you be open to doing an adjustment on me, and then we'll come back on the air and talk about it?
Yeah, we can do that down the road. We just have to. I'll get you hooked up with. You've got my backdoor number, so
yeah.
Give me a shout.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to just see what happens. I mean, I've got some nagging problems that I've learned to live with. Maybe I didn't have to learn to live with them. Let's see.
Well, and I've got athletes that, you know, come from Michigan. I've got athletes that come from, you know, way down south Indiana. I've got athletes that come from Columbus, Ohio. I mean, they come from all over the place. Just like you were saying at the lead-in of your show, people will travel if they know what they're going to get. And, you know, I try and get, you know, I'm not going to ever say that, you know, what I'm doing is the end-all. There are a lot of very talented chiropractors out there. There's 60,000 plus chiropractors in the U.S. You know, probably about 40,000 of them are actually working these days. But I mean, there's talented doctors out there. So I never want to be known as that guy.
No. But you're not. But we have a different population here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not average guys who, hey, my back hurts, can you adjust me so I can sit down back at my desk and finish working tomorrow? We're talking about guys who are going, hey, my back hurts, and I got to pull 600 pounds tomorrow off the ground.
Well, and that's it. And what we found out, too, is just doing this on an average individual, we've seen up to a 20% increase in power immediately after treatment.
That's amazing.
So,
that's better than any supplement.
Yeah, well, I got a young lady who was just in here the other day, and she had, she's a new in the strength athlete program, and a female strong woman, and we set her shoulders for the first time, I think, 2 days ago. She went that night. Now, mind you, in most chiropractic instances, you wait a day or so.
Yeah, absolutely.
She went that night, and she had a 20-pound PR times 10 reps. On front overhead press.
I want to come and see you soon. I really do. I got to tell you something. My shoulders, they really are whacked out. And you know what else I did? You know, what do they call that little sulcus where the bicep, muscle runs up underneath the shoulder?
The bicipital groove.
My biceps pop in and out of that groove. Like when I'm doing a pull downs or pull ups.
Yep.
Or chin ups. The first one, it's like I got to wait for that thing to snap into place, and it's just so awkward.
It's so funny you bring that up, because there was a big discussion about how that has nothing to do with bicipital tendonitis on a forum just on Facebook just the other day, and people were calling me a bold faced liar that could actually be put back into place. And it's like, you know what? We do it all the time, and we see it a lot with athletes who have shoulder issues.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's that bicipital tendon clear at the top, and everyone in sports medicine is missing it.
That's amazing. I really do want to come up and see you, because I have a feeling that you could help me a lot, and then we'll come back on the show and do a follow-up interview.
Well, we're doing a lot of work right now. You know, I've been given the opportunity through the contacts I've made to work with Dion Wessels through American Strongman Corporation, working with North American Strongman. Doing a lot of fun things like that. Been asked to go ahead and do some work with other strongman organizations, other state strongman organizations other than Indiana Strongman. And feeling very fortunate to be a part of all this. and working on pros and amateurs, and was at the Arnold Schwarzenegger Strongman Classic this year. So doing a lot of traveling, be in Reno here at the other half of the North American Strongman Nationals in Reno, Nevada at Circus Circus on the 4th of October. So that's going to be a big show, and those people who qualify actually can go on and compete on the pro side, I think, at the Arnolds. So we'll be seeing a lot of those top-notch level athletes again as well. So a lot of fun stuff. But, you know, like you were talking about, though, you know, get some of these athletes that, that have an injury, like, say, for example, one of the fellas, Posen, John Posen, actually twisted his ankle doing, I think it was a yoke walk. And I'm telling you what, you want to talk about an ugly injury when he rolled that ankle.
Ugh.
And they all but carried him over. We readjusted that ankle, and then Robert Kearney, he actually went ahead, he's an athletic trainer, he went ahead and taped him up afterwards. John went ahead and finished, and he just at a recent show just won his pro card.
Wow.
But if we weren't there, you know, addressing those things right away, there's another young fella, I'm trying to think, Seamus McNally.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him.
You know Seamus?
He's a strong man, right? I've seen him at a competition.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen him.
He's an up-and-comer, and he actually competed in Shreveport this year. And he was doing a split jerk on an axle press. I think it was 250 axle press. Well, he doesn't weigh that much.
Right.
I mean, he's a small guy.
Right.
But he's strong as a bull. But he ended up trying to do a split jerk on that and collapsed. And literally his entire rib cage was torqued. That boy was, he was crushed. And I've got pictures of him with his toes rolled back underneath that bar. And it was an ugly, ugly lift, or fail, if you will.
Right.
And we reset his entire rib cage to get him back on track. And
at that moment, right then, that same day?
Yeah, right away.
And he ended up competing after that?
He was done for the day.
Oh, okay.
But you know what, though? He went back to training again, you know, sent me a text and said, thanks so much for getting me put back together. But yeah, I mean, it's people like that, you know, we're able to help with. Brad Ardrey, you know, hurt his back over in this spring at the Strongman Show, I'm trying to think, the Prodigy Show in Ohio. And he got on the table. We did an adjustment, and then he got right off and set a new PR, over 700-pound frame lift.
Wow.
I mean, immediately. And he thought he was done.
That's amazing.
And he actually qualified to go on to the next level. But he helped with the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic with the pros on the backside, too.
Wow.
But I got stories like this all day long. Dimitar Savatanov out of Florida came up to compete just not too long ago, and he's good friends with Alan Colley out of Florida. And Dimitar, he's pro, and you know, competes with Brian Shaw and Robert Oberst and Vitatis Lalas. I have to share with you that story because that's a funny story when we were over in Ohio. But Dimitar came up because I was there at the show. He said, I would not compete if you're not there. And so I went ahead and I did it. And then he took second to Brian Shaw at the at Aaron Mullen's show in at Morgan County Fairgrounds.
Wow.
Amazing. That was a big event.
It's amazing because, you know what, I don't know a physician out there who can take an injury like that and return the person to a condition where they can continue to compete. That's really amazing stuff. It really, really is. And it's
You know what, honestly, the sad thing is that just as what we see with strongmen being so underappreciated, you know, I mean, these athletes are tremendous athletes that put themselves through so much torture and just, you know, harden themselves with iron in so many different ways, and in many instances shouldn't be competing, but they are, and they don't make hardly any money at all.
I know.
The sponsors really need to be, they really need to embrace it. But you know, I'm kind of doing that with my own profession. I mean, chiropractic is one of the best things since sliced bread, and is one of the most underappreciated health opportunities
right.
that people have, and they don't realize what we do. In fact, you know, I hate to say it, but most people treat, you know, chiropractors like toilet paper.
Right. It's a common joke, right? Oh, you know, it's like on Two and a Half Men, where Charlie's brother is a chiropractor, and they always say, well, you know, he wants to be called doctor. You're not a doctor, you're a chiropractor. It's like everybody wants to make jokes about chiropractors, but meanwhile, chiropractors probably have the answers that none of the other physicians have. We've got to pull the plug on this interview. The website is IN chiropractic.com if you want to reach out to Dr. Todd McDougal.
And you can see some articles on strongmancorporation.com also.
Stay with me. I just have to thank a couple other people. I want to thank Patrick Rogers for making this interview popular also. And then, of course, want to thank Ken O'Neill for the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness radio show and bringing on Dr. Frank Booth. And Dr. Frank Booth, while his book is 11 years old, it's prophetic. All the things we're talking about now with inactivity, activity, and disease were written about 11 years ago in the book Hot Topics Exercise. You can get it at Amazon.com. Todd, thanks for being on the show, brother.
You bet. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, yeah. Pat.
And thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Tomorrow's Friday, Casual Friday. Tune in then. I'll see you then.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your heart.